This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, and I'm Kelsey No Cat Dara.
That's okay. I got plenty of pussy. Hey, welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. How are ya?
I'm good. You like almost launched into your thing.
What thing?
You have lots of pussy.
Oh, yeah. You want me to just go straight into it?
Let's Bing do bong. It.
Housekeeping.
Your girl be having threesomes.
That is
your girl
so...
be having award winning.
Whoa.
Threesomes.
Monetizable.
Like, if I could film it, I would, to just purely have it put in, like, my archives as, like, I want to remember these when I'm old.
My friend was part of a startup.
You have friends?
I have friends. Part of a startup that did just that. They did high-quality porn for couples that were, like, young and wanting to document it for, like, their private...
Stop.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to text him and see if he still does that.
I would like their number.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Athlete and I opened up our relationship when we first met, but we both had, I've talked about this, life circumstances that prevented us from having our own, like, full play life, let alone with other people, between injuries, abortions, freezing. And so it felt like finally this summer we were able to, like, pull up our bootstraps and get out there, and then... you know, a bunch of other work shit happened. So finally, we out there dating. And we have very similarly aligned goals right now with dating. Because usually when I'm in an open relationship, and when I was with Sir, I didn't want him involved in anything I was doing. I was like, I'm going to date separately. You're going to date separately. And sometimes if we come together, pun intended.
Wait, did you guys? I can't even remember if you dated separately.
We did. We both like hooked up separately with people all the time.
What would you do if you ran into that person?
What do you mean?
Sir, what would you do?
Oh, dude, I've thought about this. I think I would laugh in his face.
Really?
I think I'd go, oh, jeez. Jeez Louise, man.
You've thought about this and all you've got is jeez Louise.
But like just staring at him and just a, oh, gosh.
Like a,
yuck. Like why? You should go, man. You should go.
I told you I was at a party with them shortly after it happened. And
he ignored you?
Yeah. Just we were like six people on a deck. And
which
like,
is so him.
And just literally wouldn't.
Even acknowledge you. Scared.
Crazy.
Scared.
Because I was even going to be like, hi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, no. He's afraid of the best friend. Are you kidding me?
Damn.
He's afraid you would rip him a new one in front of all those people. Which.
Maybe.
You should have. Give me give me a holiday gift.
That will never be the move. But yeah, I get it.
I don't know. If there was someone you that like fucked you over and I was in a group of mutual friends, but I'm mean.
You're not though.
I'm messy and mean. And I would be like, oh, do you not all know about this person? Oh, that's so weird. I wondered why you keep him around.
Oh my God.
But then again, I'm mean and messy. So don't ever fuck over Zach because I'll call your bitch ass out.
I think my go-to, okay, so because I am more evolved than you.
Yeah,
like
truly.
My thing is like the live a good life.
Yeah.
Like don't give them any ammunition. Oh, yeah. But there is that part of me that's like, put a Snickers in their gas tank.
Wait, what?
If you were at a candy bar and someone's gas tank, it like ruins the car.
Excuse me?
That's been the lore forever.
Have you heard of this, Tiana?
You can put anything in a gas tank.
Yes.
And it would just not work.
I've heard of putting other things in a gas tank.
Like what?
But a candy bar?
Yeah. Google it.
No.
Don't Google it. Wait, what else are you putting in a gas tank?
I've heard water. You could like dump water in someone's gas tank.
And what's that do?
Same thing. It won't start.
I bet it could flush out water. I don't think it can flush out a Snickers.
I feel like it would just like chug through a Snickers. I don't know. When I think of a Snickers going into gasoline, it just melts to me.
No, I think it ruins it.
All I'm saying is if you are ever at a party with Sir again, I'm going to need you to put on that performance for me.
Okay.
Listen, I'll pay you.
Okay.
Now we're talking. I go through your agent.
Yeah. Book me. You get a cameo.
This is my IRL cameo.
Go ruin this person's life.
Have you seen those TikTok lives? I'm so guilty. This is like such a guilty pleasure. I've never done it because I don't have anyone to do it to. But they're live streams of really hot girls just on live, like hanging out in their room. And like their little caption or like a little board they have that says like, will fidelity test your man, like Venmo me $20, like we'll try him 3 times on FaceTime. If no answer, like it's considered a donation, your $20. And the girl sits there on live and someone DMs her or sends the Venmo with the guy's number and name, and she fidelity tests them. Like,
is the fidelity test just FaceTiming someone?
But I would
never answer that.
The guys answer, right? And she's like, oh, sorry, who is this? And they're like, oh, because she's pretty, right? Yeah. They're like, oh, sorry, who's this? And she's like, wait, sorry, I'm trying to reach so-and-so, but like, guess what's my lucky day? Like, what's your name? And then they'll be like, oh, Brian. And she's like, oh my God, like, this is so great. Like, she goes in, like, flirting. And some of these ding-dongs.
Well, what's the ultimate test?
I think she asked, like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? And a lot of them say no.
Oh, that's shady.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just in my head thinking, first of all, straight people are messier than anyone
truly
on earth.
Yeah.
And then, B, it's like, what if I ever even thought to fidelity test my dude, break up with him.
Right.
Break up with them.
I'm assuming these are like, you know, high school and college age people that have not gained the confidence to understand how like a healthy relationship works. But boy, is it entertaining.
Damn.
I should do that.
You really should.
I don't think I'm hot enough.
Yes, you are.
When I do my makeup up, Tiana, you should 100% be doing this.
Oh, Tiana, yes,
Tiana,
you should.
You would be raking in.
Also, I feel like this is more than a $20.
But she flies through them, dude. She's probably making like $500 in 10 minutes. It's crazy.
Wow. Wait, and then how does she do it while being on TikTok Live?
She has a phone, and then she has her live phone. So she's like sets up her phone, her TikTok phone, and then she has a phone that she uses.
Wow.
Or maybe she uses her computer. I don't know.
Interesting.
All I'm saying is, what are we doing? We could be making money.
You know, I'm doing that fundraiser. I need to stop calling it a fundraiser. I want to buy a huge TV and I don't want to spend my own money, Razor. And it's been really fun because I'm on Cameo, but I never push it. And now that I'm like pushing it, people are ordering
yes!
them. And I'm just like giving people 5-minute cameos of me rambling. And it's like so rewarding. One person tipped me $50.
Oh my God.
Because I actually took a note from you. You told me a long time ago that your cameos are set really low because you want everyone to be able to afford them.
Yeah.
So I mimic that. So
you're welcome.
My cameo's $30, but after cameo's cut, which is $750.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I think my cameo is probably $10, and that's probably bad business for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's $10.
I think I gotta relook at that business model.
I'm clearing $22.50 per cameo, but then people are tipping and I'm like, oh,
the tipping is where it's at, I think.
Oh, but your whole like, what are we doing? It's like, I'm kind of doing stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Also, you did bring me gluten-free, dairy-free Chex Mix Rice Krispie Scares.
They're vegan.
Spicy.
And guess what's downstairs on your counter?
You brought me more already?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to raise funds.
Bitch, you're doing it. What, is $40 enough for all those squares?
Yeah, are you sure?
This
is the beautiful part, too. Most of my things are pay what you want or pay what you think. So it's really just a litmus test for how good of a person you are.
Damn. Well, I was really trying to think of it as like, at LA bakeries, you'd be paying,
God, who knows?
$7-$8 per square.
Totally.
So I tried to think, okay, how many square? Like, I tried to even it out.
No, I think that's smart.
But here's the kicker. Are you ready? Brother, dap me up, brother.
Because, I don't know what that is.
Because.
Is that a dab?
That's a dap.
Dap. What's a dab? Is that
dab
weed?
Dab is this.
Oh.
I
what's the,
I
what's the really dense weed?
A dab. A dab. Okay, also a
thank
dab.
Thank God.
Dab me up, brother, because I think you might have helped me get laid. Why? Athlete's gluten-free because he's celiac.
Yeah.
Homegirl, dairy-free. And so,
she was able to eat them?
Got a little treat. She thought it was so sweet. And she was like, oh my God, that's so nice. So nice that the next day, she brought me flowers and athlete gluten-free cookies.
How did they taste?
Good.
The flowers.
Oh, so tasty. I'm on a vegetation diet.
I would dip flowers in ranch, probably.
Ew.
Why not?
Because some restaurants, I guess I'm eating flowers. So what am I talking about?
Wait, okay. The cookies were good?
Yeah.
Better than the Chex squares? Okay, good.
No, they were bought gluten-free cookies.
Oh.
Dude, the fact that she brought us gifts on a second date,
you're right.
Actually, it was like a third date. Oh, and here's the other big kicker. We went on an escape room date.
And just fucked in it.
Bro, do you know how big of a deal that is?
Like, how do I get out of these pants?
How do you know I love escape rooms. That's, like, my thing.
It'd be funny if you, like, yelled at them and they, like, hated you by the end of it.
It was truly a litmus test to see how well of communicators and, like, if we could go in conflict. Okay, so let me tell you.
Not great, huh?
We have an escape room that has been on my list for forever, but the minimum people you have to do it is three. And it's always just me and my partner. So I never could do this one. I've been wanting to do it. I don't have three friends. It's never happened in my life.
You've also never invited me to escape room.
It's you because I know you would say no. What do I tell you? You'd be like, this is stupid.
Right.
I'm just walking out. Why are we in a locked room? And it's a 75-minute escape room versus 60. So I was like, okay, this is a big deal. It's also expert level. She hadn't done an escape room in years, but she said she loved them when she used to do them in New York all the time. We go.
You live in New York City and you're going to escape rooms?
She was.
Nerd.
They're fun. Fuck you. We go. We had nearly a record-breaking time. And he was like, you guys did a perfect gameplay. And I have never seen three people do it this fast before.
You're like, well, we're making each other come,
listen,
son.
And she was getting things that me and Athlete were not. Like, she was throwing in, like, oh, wait, it's probably this. And we were like, and I'm just getting hornier and hornier and hornier the more she's getting this escape room. Because this is, like, my fucking thing. I haven't lost an escape room since I got sober.
And she beat you?
No, she didn't beat
me. Oh, you
we
went
all
together.
Won.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then we came home and had another epic threesome.
Did you just say you haven't lost an escape room since you got sober?
Correct.
So what did you do when you were drunk? Just like tried to eat some of the stuff
there? Oh, I was like pulling things off walls that clearly had a do not pull this off the wall sign.
You're taking down like electric lights.
They're like, that's the camera for us to like see you.
Like, oh, you should have made it more clear.
I'm like, listen. And then I'd scream when we couldn't get things. They'd be like, this is stupid.
You throw it.
Yeah. And that's when I used to do escape rooms too with strangers. You could like book a room with multiple people and
can
they'd
you
be
not
like,
do that anymore?
Well, I learned I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a fucking kid in my room who's just like, what's this? And I'm like, shut up.
Shut up.
You should be here.
Dead weight.
Yes. Good times.
What's the sexual dynamic with your threesome? Does someone do most of the heavy lifting? Is there like a Eiffel Tower thing going on?
Here's the thing. I've been having threesomes a long time. And I was talking about this with Athlete. When I was like 18 or 17 having my first threesome, I was so horny, dude. Just the thought of it, just the like taboo nature of it was so exciting to me.
Were you mainly having girl-boy or boy-boy?
All.
Wow.
And I was just so excited that the actual sex itself was awful. Like, I don't think anyone finished. Oh, yeah. When you're that young and you don't know what you're doing, are you crazy? There was nothing exciting. There was nothing good, but I was horny, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, the horniness, it's still there, but it's not nearly like the novelty of a threesome doesn't like get my juices going.
Yeah.
Now it's like the connective tissue. Now it's like, how is the dynamic? How is the flow? How is the intuitive like movement? Like, are you picking up what I'm putting down? Are you sucking when I'm done fucking? Are you like, are we there? Are we on the same frequency?
Wow.
And we are, brother. It was like...
It's synergy.
Synergistic. We talked about it. We were like, this was the most comfortable threesome we've ever been having. Like, it's so There's not like, you know, Tiana, you big slut, you've had a lot of threesomes. You know what it's like when it's a little awkward, like there's those moments in between activity where you got to like
Listen, there are times sex with one person, things get weird and you're like, what are we doing?
And everyone's like, soft.
Should we just
like
call it like those out of body experiences? You're like, your dick is inside of me.
Like what?
And we should all be embarrassed right now.
Oh, sex is so silly. We're putting body, whatever. There was none of that. Even when there was like moments of non-sex or whatever, there was like other things happening or so much communication.
Sure.
But also doing and saying things without doing and saying things.
Aww.
It was.
You let your loins do the talking.
Yeah, dude. And then like, can I just tell you the part that I was like geeking? When we were going to the escape room, it was like athlete in the middle, me holding one hand and him holding her hand on the other side. And it was just like the three of us like walking down the street, all holding hands and like giggling and laughing. And I was like, this is
so cute.
The best.
Wow.
Like we're all just like, hee-hee-hee. And then after sex, we were both laying in like his little chest creases.
Like he's the king of the castle and his little whores.
Yes. And we were like sharing our feelings and like doing a debrief like post threesome. Like it was so actualized and like that doesn't always happen.
No.
Most of the time it doesn't.
I mean, there's obviously more chemistry between two people versus the third,
three
whoever
or more.
That is. Yeah. And it's just, I feel for those awkward situations.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting about yours. Wait, so what are you all looking to the future?
So we've already like made plans again for the weekend before we go out of the holidays.
And what's that look like? Sexual or like,
here's the best part is like, we all three are very horny, like high sex drive freaks. So it's very easy to be like, oh, do we want to try and save time to like play around?
Yeah.
So we'll see. If we have a date on Saturday, so tomorrow, and we'll probably,
Straight people Do straight acting people, straight presenting hookers like yourself, do they indulge in hookup first, date second?
Yes.
Y'all do that?
Yeah. Oh, wait, but do you mean with a rando?
Not a rando, but like someone that you're sexually active with.
Yes.
Okay.
Once I'm comfortable with them, I prefer. I'm like, let's get this out of the way.
Yeah, well, it's even beyond a preference. It's like the smarter thing to do.
But could never do what your gay men are doing.
Okay.
Where it's like,
caught astray there.
No, I'm jealous. I'm saying that in like a I wish I could do like what you talked about last week, hooking up with the Australian, which by the way, people loved that.
Do they?
I had so many friends DM me being like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And you were just sharing your truth.
I was just sharing my joke. Being gay is so much better than being straight. And
End of sentence.
There's literally an app for blowjobs.
What's that one?
I'm actually not going to say it. I'm going to let people do their digging. I'll say it off air. But you literally can look for, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to give it all. I don't have to give it all up.
Strange thing to die on that hill, but all right, we're moving on.
Well, you know what I sometimes worry about being gay is how much of me telling my story, my truth, is like airing unspoken things.
In queer culture?
Kind of.
I get that.
And I don't want people just like trivializing it or like taking something and running with it. Or like, oh, I heard on this podcast, blah, blah, blah. But I do find it interesting.
I feel that way about sex party culture. Like it's a very Fight Club energy to them where it's like no one talks about it. It's all anonymous. But, and sometimes we beat the shit out of each other to get hard.
Totally.
And
do you say that on stage?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just did it to you.
I knew it. I can spot a bit a
you
mile
can
away.
It. Yeah. But it's the same exact thing where I'm like, oh no, I'm the whistleblower. Like I'm the bad one talking about the thing.
Totally.
I got kicked out of a Facebook group for talking about it on this podcast once. The Are We Dating the Same Guy LA? I got kicked out of the damn group.
Wow, they really did their research.
They did. And someone even like commented being like, this girl talked about it on her podcast. We got to kick her out. And I was like,
whoa.
All right, bitch. I'm just going to make a new Facebook and get back in that way. But okay.
Damn.
I know. I was like not putting any women at risk. I don't know. The group was obviously very popular. Whatever.
Well, you know women. They're
you know how bitches be.
Oh, but this blowjob app, you can leave reviews. And
I don't like that.
No, but this is why it's like, well, I think the person has the power to delete it.
Okay.
But like, okay. But I'm sure they do not. I've not encountered this problem though, because gay guys are so cool that it's like all like compliments.
Okay. See, that's what I was going to say. It's the opposite of Yelp. Cause here's where I got concerned. You're not going on Yelp to write a good review. You're only going to Yelp when you're like, this fucking place was racist, put hair in my food, and I'm never coming back. So my mind immediately went to, who's going to leave a blowjob review? Yeah. You're only going if you're like, this guy used too much teeth, cum tasted weird.
No.
This is the opposite effect.
This is like, this stud knew what to do with his mouth and like swallowed every inch. Like,
oh my
God. We spent an
God.
Hour, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he was begging for it by the end. It's like, and they jazz you up to like talk to the person.
Huh.
They're like, this person has 11.
What's yours?
They're called testimonials. What?
It should be testicle-monials.
I don't know. That was funny. I think I only have one testicle-monial.
Yeah, you slid right
past it. Testicle-monials. Maybe it wasn't that good.
Okay. To teach
or
their own.
Testimonials.
There you go.
All this to say, being gay is better.
Facts. You don't have any reviews?
Oh, because we have cultivated this thing where it's like there's an app, so it's obviously used enough to support an app. And then it's like everyone's like cool and chill, and like if someone is weird, you just block them and move on with your day.
Yeah.
There's no like vitriolic hate.
Well, it's because you guys don't have to fear for your lives from each other. That's like the biggest thing with dating apps.
We do that with straight guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you're on a dating app, you're not like, is this guy gonna kill me if we meet up? Maybe. I'm sure that's happened. You wrote a movie about it.
Literally, guys will gay bait and like,
which is crazy.
They'll be on.
I feel like they gotta not do that anymore, because it's like they can trace you, guy.
That's true.
And like, we're sharing locations with our friends.
Dude, when I entered hookup culture 47 years ago, we were at the stage in technology where I would send my sister pictures of license plates and I'd be like, I'm getting in this person's car. Start the search
so
there.
Vintage.
Or like the outside of a house.
Oh, an address.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to keep talking about this.
Okay.
Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
yet I ask for the third time, do you have any reviews on the Blurb app?
I think I do. It's I'm new to the app. So I haven't even I haven't indulged that much.
I love that this is happening.
Oh, also the Yelp thing I wanted to say. I use Yelp only to give 5 stars and leave a positive review because it helps the business.
I'll do that if that's the case, if they ask.
Oh, no, they don't have to ask me. I just do it. Nice. And the thing is, like, and I do it because I travel so much that I want to look and see if I went to a place that I liked there.
Mm.
But I have wondering, the guy was like, he's really cute, really nice, like, great communicator, and then complimented my genitalia.
See, I don't want to read the comments in my regular life, so I don't know if I'd be like,
no, again, I get it. If I see that there are testimonials, I read them all because I know they're good.
Feedback is good when it's given constructively. Also,
it's all positive. I can't harp on that
enough. Some of us are giving fucking A+ blowjobs over here. Some of us, you know,
some of us don't have to be asked to Yelp.
Sometimes we're not all perfect, and that's why we love us.
Was that a car horn?
Yes.
It sounded like it was in the mic.
I have one ear out, so I don't know what you're hearing.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up with my sweatshirt?
If you're not watching this, fools, run to the YouTube. She's wearing formerly my, now her, Taylor Swift Eras beige cream hoodie.
That I famously asked for last week.
You asked for it, and I said, no, it still has value. And you know what happened? Huh. And I hope this listener is listening. One of our Confident Bottoms messaged, hey, heard you on the pod. I actually have a gray or a blue crew neck. I don't know if it's your size. It's a medium. It is. But like, I only wore it once and I don't think I'll ever wear it again.
Shut the fuck
up. So I responded like, how much do you want for it? Let me at least pay for shipping. They haven't responded. So if you're listening to this now, check your DMs.
Oh, okay.
But you are, if you're listening. The reason I was like, of course I just give this to Kelsey, because the universe is trying to be like, I got you. Bro. I literally have the exact thing you want, and I'm going to deliver it to you.
And look, now you've gifted it to me. I'm stupidly happy, and I'm going to wear the fucking shit out of this.
Are you? You see, that's the other thing, because you're addicted to stuff. So I didn't know if it was just something that you wanted. You're addicted to stuff.
Did you just say that right to my face?
I have a theory that if Kelsey stops spending money, she'll die.
I've gotten better
since
the documentary 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I love this sweatshirt. I wear my T-Swift shirt all the time. People comment all the time.
I wear mine to travel to show like queer people and girls that I'm like a safe space. Yeah.
I wore my Olivia shirt so much that the armpit ripped that you bought me for my birthday.
Wow. That's not boding well for the quality
and
of
see,
Olivia
but
merch.
But now, because this is going to have even more sentimental value to me because you gave it to me.
Aww. And I had sex in it. I'm kidding. that joke was before we started recording.
What?
The cuck chair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a cuck chair in my room, but it's not actually a cuck chair. But maybe I'll make it one. You've inspired me. I know we're way past housekeeping, but can I give you more housekeeping?
Yes, please lay it on.
Bing bong.
Housekeeping.
Tiana, Zachary, y'all ever heard of sugaring?
Sugaring, is that like a facial thing?
It can be. The waxing? Yes.
Oh, using sugar to remove hair?
Yes. It's at-home waxing.
Oh, have you done it?
Well, famously, fuck you, Zach. Drag me.
Wait, do you want to do my back?
Right to the landfill where I deserve to be. Okay. Yes. A. B. You know I own a med spa in my house.
She does.
I DIY.
And I know it, and I've benefited from it. So.
You subscribe. You've got a lifetime membership.
Yes.
He's gotten facials. He's gotten ear cleanings, eyebrows.
I'm about to get waxed.
You're about to get waxed.
I'm gonna get sugared.
Famously have never done waxing before because I don't like anticipation. I don't like forced anticipation on me. It's another reason why I don't really fuck with roller coasters anymore. I don't like the idea of having to wait for somebody to deliver something to me.
I can't do roller coasters because of like my equilibrium is fading.
That's getting old.
Yeah. I'm like.
But I famously have never done waxing, and I keep saying famously, which is, I don't know why that's so funny to me. I famous don't get waxed.
Yeah.
But at BuzzFeed, I was supposed to do a video for Ladylike. Canceled. And I was on the table and she was about to put the wax on my pussy and I freaked out. I was like, don't do it that way. I'm just too scared. The area, too sensitive. So I was at the store and I said, I saw this sugaring kit and I said, that looks really friendly. It's female, black owned, self-independent. And I was like, this is cute marketing and branding. They got me on the colors and the shapes.
What if it was just like a hairy box? Like the box had like hairs all over
it. And then a one half is smooth. Yeah. That's good marketing. And so I was like, I'm going to buy this shit. It was only like $12 or something. I brought it home. I take out the wax. It's confusing. I don't understand how.
Is it birth control confusing or?
Like I'm going to end up pregnant from this mistake confusing.
Like you put it inside you. Yes. It'll stop the growing if I swallow it.
It did look tasty. It looks like honey.
Ooh.
But the box comes with this really cute, like almost like a tarot deck of cards that are like instructions. And I was like, this branding is just giving honey. So I figure it out. I'm not going to lie. It took me a minute. That shit fucking hurt. Really? The first couple times, but then I figured it out.
Are you pulling it yourself?
Yes.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yes. It's
God didn't design our brains to do that.
But no, here's why I can do it. It's because I'm the one delivering the anticipation.
Oh, you probably like it.
I have the control.
Wow.
So, Zach, do feel my leg, please.
Ah! Wow. I don't know what it's supposed to feel like.
And I'm not going to lie. If I don't have to shave and only do that once a month for my legs to feel like this, I'm doing it.
I mean, the more you wax, the weaker the hair follicle gets.
Supposedly.
I think that's true.
You ain't never met my leg hair.
I feel like your leg hair is not that formidable.
First of all.
It's probably blonde and weak as shit.
Couldn't be more untrue, sir. It is dark black, strong as hell.
It's not dark black.
It is dark black.
Kelsey, it's not.
Do you want to see my pubes? Look at my pubes.
No!
Dark black.
They're not dark black. She's lying.
Dark, thickum black. Even when I went to go get laser, they were like, oh, your hair's the worst.
No. First of all, pale skin with dark hair is the best for lasers.
Nope. Mine came back after a year.
I don't believe you.
What happened
to
believing
all women?
Women
minus you.
Oh, damn. All right.
It's probably the bisexual part.
It's confusing for people I know.
Or maybe it's the straight part, actually.
Yeah, it's the straight part you don't like about me. Yeah, but you like the
Wait.
Men I bring around.
Okay, yes. So you waxed your own legs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to wax other things? Knowing you, yes.
I tried
Puh.
To do my kitty.
Yeah.
Bro, I did a size of a dime just to test it out.
And you're like, nor.
Nor! No!
Apparently butthole is very easy breezy.
I want to do my butthole!
You'd have to like tie it to a doorknob and slam the door or something. Because I don't think you can leverage that.
Is there like a butthole hair fairy that comes at the end of the night and puts money under your pillow after?
You put like that patch of hair, yeah.
Yes. Dude, if you would let me do your butthole.
I kind of like having a little furry butthole.
Oh. Tiana? I just shave mine. Just shave it, okay.
You shave your butthole? That
yeah,
seems
that's
so
how you
precarious.
Get around. No, it's so easy. You just lift a cheek, one swipe will do it. You don't.
What
shave?
About like? Aren't there? Isn't there kind
no,
of
no? Our
like,
buttholes aren't loose, hanging out like little fucking skin flaps.
I pull mine out of the side of my shorts. I'm like, wait, what part are you shaving? No, but like because it obviously there is a puckering moment where it like goes where it goes in like
uh-huh.
like a sand trap.
Uh-huh.
How does it not like how do you not nick part of that?
I'm sorry, you said sand trap as if like you mean the golf sand trap or do
no,
you mean
I was
like
picturing
quicksand?
Like a Star Wars
quicksand.
Yeah, like a monster
okay.
in there.
You said sand trap, which is very funny because that is a golf term. If
yeah,
anyone knows what a sand trap is, that's funny.
I got some golfer's balls up there.
Jesus. Got okay. Let me wax your butthole. Let me wax it.
Maybe.
Wax it. Wax it.
I should probably, if I'm going to do that, like wear a jock strap.
Why? I'm not looking.
Yes, you are, Kelsey.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Still on my to-do list.
Let's see how you do with my, I have hair on my shoulder blades.
I was going to do athletes.
And let me see how you do that.
I did one little strip of his hair on his leg last night. and he chickened out.
Really? Well, legs oddly seem more sensitive than back.
Yeah,
for some
I think
reason.
The back is gonna be easy.
There, although towards the neck, like right here, pain.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like that's a pretty gruff area.
No.
Like I want to pick you up like a little kitten from that spot. Anywho. Wow. What a episode we've gone through so far. But I would like to bring up, we asked on last week's pod, how did the Confident Bottoms feel about Luigi Mangione?
Oh my God.
Was he a hero?
I would drink a 2-liter bottle of his prison piss.
Wait, I don't think I don't think he had been found last week when we did our episode. He was found. He's there. He's in jail.
Wow.
He released a 3-page manifesto.
Well, that was in his stuff when he got arrested.
And he released a YouTube video that said, if I'm found, it means I'm arrested. All is scheduled. Bye for now.
That's
did you
all
not
it
see
said?
That? Yeah.
Does he, what's he sound like?
Oh, it was text on screen.
Oh.
And then when he was getting thrown into jail, they said that he got money planted on him by the cops, which if you have over a certain amount of money on you, cash, and you're being arrested for something, it can up the charge. So people think that the government planted on so they could be like, you're a felony. This is
why
a felony.
With money? You're not allowed to have money?
No, if you have over a certain amount of like stolen money.
Oh, it was stolen?
They planted it, he said.
Wow.
So that they could charge him more.
These cops,
I don't know, but he was not released when we, or he was not found last week when we talked about it. So now we have seen,
hot.
And Mamma Mia.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
There's a twink who released like a story about how he got fucked by him.
What?
Yeah, like hard and rough. Cause you already's bisexual.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that common knowledge?
No?
Yeah.
No, I just saw he was on Goodreads and had read over 200 books, and then that was the horniest thing about him. He was really for the girlies like that. He was a bi king. Oh my God, he really is my soulmate.
How did you not Luigi bi?
Dude, that's the only thing on my timeline right now. I do not know how my biphobia.
It's a where did that rumor that Luigi Mangione is bisexual come from? Oh. So no.
It was a twink. Lying.
Damn.
That's not good for us. Why'd he do that?
Luigi bi confirmed. I have to do more. I'll be doing research on this.
Don't Google it.
There's something important to me, like this man's bisexuality, I will be researching.
But we did not expect that man to come out with a 12-pack.
Insane.
Little cute curls. He was valedictorian of his private high school.
How does someone that attractive also have such a good moral compass?
Tiana said the group chat, oh, you're telling me he can plan and he's hot? He can execute
but
plans?
Truly, literally.
Literally. Okay, so I felt bad being like on the fence of how I felt about him until I asked our audience, and now I feel a lot better because 88% of you said he's a hero.
Yeah.
12% said he's a menace. And I asked if you have something more to say, DM us, and I'd like to read out some of those answers. Luigi's actions. I love how we're also all calling him Luigi, like we're friends.
Yeah, he literally besties.
Yeah. His actions were a result of extreme frustration regards to capitalism and the lack of true healthcare in the U.S. What he did was understandable. It was also a crime, but I feel nothing for the man he killed. He was a horrible person, the definition of evil, in my opinion. One could look at him and see everything that is wrong with our country, health insurance, and capitalism. I get it, but seriously, we do not... Oh, this isn't another one. I get it, but seriously, we do not want a society with a bunch of vigilantes. I don't believe in the death penalty, and that doesn't change just because you remove the legal justice system. I don't believe in celebrating people's death, whoever they are. I think hate is way too rampant at the moment, and it will not lead to anything good. We need to keep our humanity close. Compromising our own humanity because other people act inhumane makes us just as bad as them. We need to do better. And here's the thing.
No, that's that high road shit, and it doesn't work, obviously.
I also don't believe in the death penalty, though, which this one kind of got me. It kind of had me rethinking things.
Listen, I feel for the CEO in the sense that, like, he's a cog. There's so many cogs. So like,
we don't see them as human.
Well, it's just like, singling him out is unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. I will never feel bad though, because this, they brought this on themselves. Has anyone read a history book ever?
Me personally?
Yeah, not you. I can't read. But like the French Revolution, you know, like.
What about the French Revolution?
Well, people took the power back. They executed like everyone who was in charge.
It just had me rethinking when she called out the death penalty, because I was like, ooh, that did get me, because I don't believe in that. And if this person, the CEO, is a criminal, did he deserve the death penalty? I don't know.
I think
I would have rather he had him like pantsed. He went up and pantsed him and like went on his ding-a-ling and someone caught it on camera and released it to the world, you know?
No, this has made me irreparably horny.
Oh, okay.
also, oh, damn it. I had a thought, but it's gone. It'll come.
Sorry. It's fine. I went on a tangent with my ding-a-ling. Or I would have rather had him like exposed for doing heinous crimes and then he's like...
But that doesn't solve the problem, because
but does murdering him solve the problem?
It's a step in actually the right direction.
Whoa, bold.
I mean, yeah, it's reprehensible what our healthcare system is.
The problem is, though,
this is a boiling points thing.
But people are saying online that yes, it's like one is a statement, but now all they're doing is bucking up, securing up, making like doubling down on things, and it's not going to, like we had talked about last week, where it was like, yes, it actually changed something, like Blue Shield walked back on its anesthesia policy, like blah 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 blah. But now people are saying like now they're not giving answers, so people call being like, I want another look at my adjuster or whatever, and they're being like, nope, our new policy is we have none. So now they're saying like, the only way to make change is if we all canceled all of our health insurance at the same time.
Yeah.
Which I'm on board to try.
You're not even that healthy.
No, I'm very unhealthy.
Damn.
For a healthy, fit person, I'm pretty broken.
That is a scary concept, the not having health insurance thing. Mm-hmm. Because I know it makes my like meds more affordable. Mm-hmm. That being said, I'm paying now $458 a month.
Which is...
crazy.
To live. another response. Someone said doing the Lord's work. Another person said, I'm not even American. I'm Canadian. Murder is wrong anyway you spin it. But the cost of health care and health insurance in the U.S. seems so corrupt and backwards that it doesn't sound like a tragedy that health insurance CEO is now dead. Viva la revolution. Another one was, I clicked hero, but don't resonate with that word. Vigilante, yes, but I don't believe in justice served by taking another human's life. That gets messy and complicated and dangerous. Did people die and suffer by result of his greed? Yes. An eye for an eye just doesn't feel right. Am I sad? Not even a little bit.
Oh, I'm so glad you said eye for an eye. Why can't we just revert to that? Like, whatever you did gets done to you. So if a guy rapes a girl, ooh, the guy gets raped.
Graped. We're so demonetized this week.
Okay. we don't make that much money for me to care.
First of all, you should. We normally censor.
What do you mean?
Normally we see like grape.
I don't understand why we can't say the word rape though.
Dude, take that up with YouTube CEO. Google their name. Go Luigi on them.
This conversation has put me in a very antagonistic towards.
Oh.
You know, I mean, like what we're just
corporations.
Saying. Like, yeah, I'm supposed to bend at the knee.
Mm. Yeah. No, it is interesting how this united the left and the right. No pun intended. And yet it's something so abhorrent and terrible that like we as a society are like, we don't do this, and yet we do this all the time. But, like, we're stuck in this weird loop of power where they are the 1%. So how much power do the people who are just angry about this actually matter is what I think.
Yeah, I just think it's insane that they would even be shocked that this type of thing happens when kids get shot in schools.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite, like, pieces of rhetoric, like, oh, maybe CEOs should start to wear bulletproof vests and learn drills.
Was that you who threaded that?
No.
Oh, I thought that was so brilliant.
Much smarter person, yeah. And it's like, yeah, just like kids or people going to a movie, like, Yeah, bitch, suit up. This is the world that you have helped build.
I think for any like troll incels out there who are thinking about doing that terrible thing to schools should instead see what this did for Luigi.
It did make him hotter.
It did make it made him more desirable. And hey, what do you want at the end of the day? You want to get some pussy. That's what you're lacking. That's why you're doing all these terrible things. So maybe if we went after CEOs is what I'm pitching.
Sure, sure, sure. You also have more than enough pussy to spare at this moment.
Well, hey, don't come for my pussy. Listen, I'm finally in like a happy place. Let me just live.
So exciting.
But yeah, I thought all of those answers were very interesting. There were other people who wrote in that are in the healthcare industry that had really unique takes. Nurses, pharmacists wrote in.
Were they pro or con?
Well, I can go through some of them if you want. I am so upset with the insurance and America healthcare system. I'm a compounding pharmacy technician for oncology, so I make chemo drugs for cancer patients in large hospital companies, which I recently found out purposely extends patient treatments for profit, and staff gets cut because of budget, but patients are the ones that get less help, guidance with treatment, and not given so much time to get things done correctly. They said they're even trying to get out of healthcare for that exact reason. Another person said, but as someone who works in healthcare, they don't condone murder, but insurance companies need to cover people's necessary medical care and stop being greedy. And I think that's what this comes down to. Like a larger conversation was about what is deemed medically necessary. And bitch, if I am paying you $500-something a month, I don't give a fuck if it's a Band-Aid over a boo-boo that I could have gotten at home. You should cover that.
Yeah.
Like if I am getting that much money.
Yeah.
Taken out of my account, oh, given to you, you should be covering things.
It's insane.
That's what I think people are pissed about is like what health insurance promises to say that they're going to do and then doesn't.
Oh, I mean, that's insurance across the board.
Same with car. But yeah. Are people as upset as like car and home and life insurance?
It's not their... Well, life, I was going to say it's not your life on the line. It's a little bit different.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Like a life is worth more than $30,000 if your car is $30,000.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
But it still would, like, it can ruin people's lives if their, you know, their home insurance doesn't cover a robbery or a fire or damage from, like, a hurricane and stuff. I just wonder if people would be upset if they murked, you know, like, the head of Geico.
Oh, no. I think health insurance is something that uniquely affects
everyone. Yeah.
New Yorkers wouldn't know anything about car insurance.
Yeah. The other crazy part was they said that there's not been any like flowers, candles, nothing set up at the site of the thing.
Whoa.
Which I was like, that is interesting. That is another take.
Wow.
That is very interesting.
So what's the like conjugal visit thing like? Could you imagine that list? It's just like... miles long.
Did you see the reporter who stood outside of the prison that he's housed at and the prisoners were shouting out answers to them about
things?
The reporter would be like, does he have a TV? And they'd all be like, no! Are his conditions good?
No!
Like, it was... I was like, what are we doing?
I love that.
What are we doing? This is journalism.
I love those prisoners.
The prison industrial complex pissed me off in a whole nother light in a way.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's slavery.
Truly. another person that could be taken out. You know? Let's go to the wardens.
Mr. Prison.
Mr. Prison. Wait, I don't know. I don't think this is the last episode of the year. I think next year we have a holiday. Next week we have a holiday episode, and then we might be off for New Year's.
Yeah.
But other than that, what you got coming up?
Come see me at the Kansas City Funny Bone January 16th.
Anything else?
No.
Hey, if you want a cameo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm probably still raising funds for me.
How close are you?
I've made like $1,075.
Wow. Yeah. You're more than halfway.
I know.
Holy shit.
I know.
I should do this. Hey, speaking of fundraising, we just started a GoFundMe for our foster girl, Kirby, formerly known as Kirby. Her name is now Fergie. She needs a mastectomy. So to get all of her titties fixed, we're trying to raise $5,000. That's how much the surgery costs. It's like $4,800 plus like aftercare costs. If you have any room, wiggle room, please check out the GoFundMe. It's always linked in my bio. And then also, even if you don't have the funds, sharing it with dog lovers or people you know that maybe could donate is super helpful. So help Kirby get her titties fixed, her mommy makeover.
Aww.
And hey.
Do we get to keep the titties?
We can wear them around our necks like a necklace.
Or I'll make a little coin purse out of all of them.
Wow. I'll ask. I'll see what they
please
say.
Please don't.
We'll see you next week, Confident Bottoms. Bye.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.